Perhaps you've heard of the Monitor and Merrimack, the first ironclad ships to do battle in the Civil War. But in a moment, you'll hear a much bigger story of the Civil War Navy and the 450-pound cannonballs that were needed to even the match. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. We often think of the Civil War as over 4 years of land battles. However, the battle at sea was also important.
One of the first things that the Union side did during the war was to create a blockade of southern ports.
Bruce Smith is the retired director of Port Columbus, the National Civil War Naval Museum. The blockade was good in theory, but poor in practice.
They had 3,500 miles of coastline and 42 ships in the entire U.S. Navy, and half the people had just gone south.
But in 4 years' time, the North went from 42 ships to over 700.
A big part of the U.S. Navy fleet were former ferry boats. Bunches of these ferry boats. They went to New York and just bought boat after boat. They would put some armor plate on the edges and put cannons on them and all kinds of stuff, and these were blockaders.
The new technology at the time was iron plating.
It was common to have 24 inches of solid oak under the side of the ship, and then two layers of 2-inch iron.
For a time, it seemed nothing could penetrate those ironclads.
Finally, the U.S. Navy developed a 15-inch cannon, solid iron ball that weighed 455 pounds that would be shot with 30 pounds or more of black powder from a range of, say, 80 to 150 yards. These things would hit so hard that the concussion inside would just burst people's eardrums.
The first battle of the ironclads was the famous encounter between the Monitor and Merrimack near Hampton Roads, Virginia, on March 9th of 1862. The ships battled to a draw, but each side claimed victory. The event showed the importance of ironclad ships in war, and it changed the way navies around the world built their ships. Iron plating was now a necessity for boats in the Navy. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.